an excerpt from The Creative Act by Rick Rubin, published in 2023. One person's connected place may be another's distraction, and different environments may be right at different points in your artistic process. Andy Warhol was said to create with a television, radio, and record player all on simultaneously. For Eminem, the noise of a single TV set is his preferred backdrop for writing. Marcel Proust lined his walls with sound-absorbing cork, closed the drapes, and wore earplugs. Kafka, too, took his need for silence to an extreme. "Not like a hermit," he once said, "but like a dead man. There is no wrong way. There is only your way." I'd like to dedicate that passage to the noises in the neighborhood that consistently distract me while I'm trying to work, including, but not limited to, basketballs bouncing off the backboard, the way that the metal hoop shakes because it's not connected very well, the way the basketball bounces off of the cars, mostly the basketball, almost always the basketball, but that also includes some of the construction-esque sounds that occur in the neighborhood, whether it sounds like a miter saw or a leaf blower. Sorry, I couldn't think of the word for a leaf blower. Sometimes I can only think in images and not in words, which is really fantastic when you're trying to speak and or write. Very helpful way of processing information. Anyway, lots of distractions that go on in the neighborhood that I struggle to tune out, and yet I could put on something really stupid, like, say, Ancient Aliens, and consistently have some sort of creative output. Usually outlining is done really well for me to terrible TV shows. But when I have to do other writing, it's usually pretty quiet. And I don't know if it used to be that way. It definitely wasn't that way with painting. But it's been a long time since I've picked up my paintbrush and my acrylics and slapped some junk onto a canvas. I don't know if I could actually do that anymore. Neither here nor there. We're talking about distractions. Yeah. I don't know where I'm finding connectedness lately. I'm having a bit of a time, but I think you all knew that. What's interesting to me is, I don't even know how to put this into words, so I'm going to put a pin in this to maybe talk about it next week. Distracting indeed, especially by the yellowing walnut leaves that are slowly drifting through the air and landing on the slate gray shingles on the shed. It's actually a really beautiful color combination, that bright yellow with the slate gray. Reminds me of moody autumn days, which I am fiending for. All right, with that, please put on your SPF and drink your water. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for another Thursday. If you want old episodes of Into Your Ear Holes, you can go to CEKR.FM and you can subscribe to the RSS feed, and you can slap that into your little podcast apps. That's pretty cool. Way to go, technology. Sometimes you work. I love you all so much. Thank you again for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow for maybe Cheeky Haiku Friday. I may need to retire that series, just like I retired Monday Morning Merton Moments, or whatever I was calling it, with great alliteration. We'll see. Changing of the seasons means a changing of the programming. I hope you find some connection outside of distractions today, or I hope you find some moments of distraction that bring you to connection. All right, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.